Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Today we will be reading from Realizations. My realization from my personal meetings with Srila Prabhupada was that He related to me as I related to Him. When I was humble, He was very merciful to me. But when I was proud, He smashed my pride. When I first met Prabhupada in the Calcutta temple in 1971, I went in and just sat down. He asked me who I was and if I had any questions. I said to him, "Well, why not Buddhism? I was a wise guy." Prabhupada answered, "What does a Buddhist believe?" I tried to recall my college course, Philosophy 101. I said something about the Eightfold Noble Path and the Fourfold. I kind of mumbled what I could about the Buddha had said, but I was already defeated because I couldn't even think what the Buddha had said. The next time I met Prabhupada was at the Mayapur Festival in 1972. After first meeting Prabhupada, I'd begun chanting Hare Krishna and had become a vegetarian. This time I wasn't so proud. I was thinking, actually Prabhupada may know the answers to all the secrets of life. I went in to see him with the mood that he was a perfect spiritual master. Although my surrender was only on a theoretical basis, I approached him submissively, the way it says in the Bhagavad Gita, and I was also rendering service while I was staying in Mayapur. Without knowing it, I was following the injunction of the Gita. Therefore, naturally, Prabhupada reciprocated by rendering me to the absolute truth. Those conversations are all published in the book, Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers. Prabhupada was very, very merciful to me. He even said to me, "You are a very good boy." The next time I saw Prabhupada was again in Calcutta. By now, I was much more respectful. When I went in to see him, he was drinking coconut juice. The first thing he did was he gave me some. I entered his room feeling myself very insignificant. Then Prabhupada immediately gave me his own coconut juice to drink. It was just a little thing, but it really touched me. Another time I met him in 1973. I was also feeling very insignificant. This was when Prabhupada was in New York at the Brooklyn Temple. He was walking from his quarters to the temple room and I was standing in the hallway packed with devotees. I was thinking, I hope he doesn't even see me. When Prabhupada walked by, we all offered obeisances. I kept my head all the way down, saying the prayer slowly to make sure that he would be past me by the time I would stand up. But what I didn't know was that Prabhupada had stopped and was waiting for me. I slowly finished the prayers and sat up, and there was Prabhupada right in front of me. He said, "Oh, you're here." He put his arms around me and gave me a hug. Another time, however, Prabhupada smashed my false ego. He was on a walk in Denver and I joined him. Yadubara said, "Prabhupada, here's that peace corp worker. He's here to see you again." On this occasion, I was feeling very proud, thinking, "Yes, Prabhupada will be very glad to see me." But Prabhupada only said, "Oh." That was all he said. One time, I also met Prabhupada in his room in New Orleans. On this occasion, I walked in insignificantly and sat in the back of the room. I didn't want Prabhupada to see me. The room was full of devotees, including many leaders, so I hid in the back. But Prabhupada saw me and he paused in the middle of his darshana. He said, "Come here." I moved up about a foot. Again he said, "No, come here." I inched forward a little more. Then Brahmananda Swami turned and said, "Come here." I wound up sitting right next to Prabhupada at his feet. He wanted me to sit there. The time I was ready to get initiated, I was proud again. This was in 1976 and I was thinking, "Now Prabhupada will be so pleased with me. This is wonderful." Prabhupada did not personally perform the initiation ceremony, was feeling ill, but he was sitting on the Vyasasana and then was giving out cookies. I was not very far from Prabhupada and I looked at him directly thinking, now I'm here, I'm going to be initiated. Prabhupada will be glad to see me. I looked right at Prabhupada because before he had recognized me in New Orleans and in the hallway at Henry Street in Brooklyn. I was thinking, now I will be recognized again. I was actually thinking like that. I can remember. When I looked straight at Srila Prabhupada, he looked right through me. He didn't even see me. He looked directly through me. It was the most eerie feeling. Prabhupada looking at me and not seeing me. It was the most severe chastisement he could give me for being proud. So I am convinced that Prabhupada related to me as I related to him. If I was humble, he was kind. When I was puffed up, he practically ignored me. By Brahmatirtha Das Adhikari. Thank you. Hare Krishna.